the sun comes up.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here as we take a look at part two of our Ontario Regional Driving Championships preview. The fellow who's going to be with us today on Trot Radio is not only a talented driver, but as you can tell by the music we're playing in the background, this guy can make Garth sound an awful lot like him. Scotty Coulter is our guest on Trot Radio. Don't you dare miss this. Scott Coulter, one of eight drivers vying to represent Ontario in the National Driving Championships. Welcome to Trot Radio, Scott.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this is your second trip to the Ontario Regionals, and you've raced virtually everywhere in Ontario. Now, you do race on the WEG circuit, and you do a great job there, but you tend to focus primarily on the tracks like Flamborough, Grand River, Georgian Downs. Clearly, you've got the talent to drive at the big show, but let me ask you, Scott, why do you focus on what many might consider the quote-unquote B circuit?
It just seems to be that's where my opportunities are, and I go wherever the opportunity presents itself.
That, in a very succinct way, tells the whole story, isn't it? I mean, you know, a lot of guys are hung up on the idea that if they don't, you know, somehow get 10 drives a night at Woodbine, they're not validated.
Well, you know, it's really hard to go in there and drive one horse a night at Woodbine. In the off chance you don't have any luck, it's for me as much a confidence thing as any. I like to go in there and let people know that I can do the job. And if you show up for one race and don't have any luck, then you go home with your tail between your legs a little bit, and it's just not a feeling I enjoy. So
yeah,
I'd like a chance to go there and race more than one horse at a time and get a feel for the place.
Yeah, and you know how owners can be. I mean, if you get on a drive with a horse that is no good, suddenly it tends to, you know, rub off on you, and you don't need that. Is this something that in 1 year, 2 year, 5 years, however, might change? Do you have a game plan in mind where you're saying, okay, I'm going to go for it full throttle at this point?
You know, it's always in the back of my mind, but again, I'll get back to just I need the proper opportunity to present itself. I've bills to pay and people who depend on me, and to go in there and on a whim is not something I can do or I feel I can do anyways. But for sure, the right horse come along, the right trainer comes along, and they're into using me in a consistent way down there, then absolutely, I'd be in all in.
Well, you've got the talent to do it, my friend. In the 2009 qualifier of the Ontario Regionals that was held at Grand River in October of 2008, you finished fourth. What do you remember about that in terms of competing against Ontario's best with more than just purses on the line?
Geez, you know, it's been a little while. I thought I did quite well. You know, I did the best I could under the circumstances. My horses all performed well. I found maybe I was a little too cautious. And maybe that hurt me a little bit in that situation, but it was certainly enjoyable, and I was really glad to be a part of it.
And quite a learning experience, I would think.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
And again, you know, back then you were that much less experienced than you are now. You look to your right, there's Jameson. You look to your left, there's, you know, whoever, and you're thinking, holy smoke. At least I know I would be if I were in that situation. Did you analyze any near misses or close calls that night more than you might on a normal card? Did it bug you for a while, I guess?
You know what? It's really not my nature. I get up behind each individual horse. I do the best I can. And once that race is over, I try to just turn the page. And so to answer your question, no, I didn't really overanalyze anything after the race. I just did what was, and that's how I left it.
Any changes in strategy for this year's edition than previous?
You know, back to the aggression, I think aggression is going to be something I'll consider. But again, that all comes down to the horses I'm sitting behind and what they're willing to do for me.
Yeah, actually, John MacDonald and I talked about this. London being what it is, the aggressive drivers tend to be the ones with the most success, the ones that can, find the front or near the front, like the Trevor Henrys and the Jodys and so on. So, yeah, I would think that's going to play somewhat heavily in your thinking.
Sure, and you know, with these guys that are lining up alongside of me on each side of me, they're going to they're aware of that. So I expect it's going to be quite a light show there on Friday night.
Well, yeah, and there's so many young guns like yourself, the Doug McNairs, the Zerons, the Simon Lards. It's going to be one heck of a show. You were born and raised in London. That makes two of us. Both of us probably grew up watching racing at Western Fair. That must be a thrill to know that you're competing for such a high honor at your home track. I mean, to me, that's like it. I got to call the races once at Western Fair, and for me, that was like a kid from the Bronx playing in Yankee Stadium. So does that same kind of feeling go with you?
Sure it does. You know, I've got family in London and in the surrounding area. I'm sure they'll come out to watch. And I grew up in King Street, which is right across the street from the racetrack.
Yeah.
And my father stabled horses there back in the day. And, yeah, it was it's funny how it comes. I'd left London and hadn't done a lot of racing in London. In my career, really haven't done a lot of racing in London, but now I find myself back there. It's ironic, really.
It'll be a nice homecoming for you, Scotty. Have you had a chance to look at the fields and assess your chances on a race-by-race basis?
You know, I've just leafed through it a little bit. I haven't got into it too much. I'll probably sit down Friday morning over a cup of coffee and get into it a little bit, get on the computer and do a little more research. So it's, you know, it stays fresh in my mind.
Yeah. Well, in the third race, which is the first leg, you got a break at the box. You've got a horse with a lot of leave. Redline Hanover won his last race, so you could start out with a bang there.
Yeah, I'm hoping to. He seems to have raced good his last start for Bill Davis, and, you know, if I can just keep him on that foot, yeah, I'm expecting. He looks to be probably one of my better chances in the cards. So
yeah.
I'm going to have to capitalize.
You got a nice two-hole in the seventh. I'm not sure how much you've got between the shafts there with Dusty Lane Martina, but we'll see.
Looks to be that she's drawn well. I can see here on paper that rather with a couple nine holes and a six hole in her last three. You know, she's got her nose in the gate. She's down inside. It bodes well for me, for sure.
What is encouraging is that her last start at London was from the six hole, and Trevor managed to stick handle her to a third, beat 3 1/4 lengths. And you and I both know, if you've got the six or particularly the seven, to me, London, the seven hole is the most deceptive hole there is, because a guy can leave out of there with both barrels blazing, and it'll look like he's going to strike the front. Then all of a sudden, once they get halfway up that first turn, it's like a boomerang.
Yeah, you've got that the old paddock there, right as you head into the first turn, too. And for whatever reason, from the seven hole, you blast out of there. They seem to woe up when they see that great big concrete wall in front of them.
It's like a Bugs Bunny cartoon, you know? one thing people don't know about Scott Colder, and I knew this from others who told me about one of your other talents besides driving, is that along with other members of your family, you guys make some beautiful music together. You're probably the one driver with the best voice in the bunch. Scott, I want to thank you for being on Trot Radio, but I'm just wondering if you can exit with a little sample of your vocal stylings.
Well, you know, I thought about this. I was a little nervous about, you know, anything for harness racing.
There you go. There's a trooper.
So what I'll do is I'm in my bathroom right now, Norm, so I'll just get some acoustics in here.
It'll make for a nice echo effect anyway.
Yeah, like I'm in the shower in the morning. I'll set the phone down and I'll sing you a little something.
You got it.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared, deep the stars above. For a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known? And now, I'm glad I didn't know where it all would end, where it all would go. It's my life. It's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
You know, Scott, Garth is going to be on Oprah Winfrey today. You can easily fill in for him. Nice.
Thanks,
work,
buddy.
Pal. Hey, listen. Best of luck, and we're going to be watching you do what you do best, and aside from singing, and we hope to see you as one of the representatives for Ontario and PEI just a little ways down the road. Scotty Colder, what a pleasure. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks very much, Norm. I appreciate it, and thanks to everyone out there who's listening.